Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
That song felt long.
It did feel long. That's a long song.
I love those guys.
Almost 4 minutes.
But I was like, you guys, come on.
Yeah, we're ready to rock here.
Sarah's sitting there. She has important things to say.
I really don't.
What?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I have some, you know, stories about naked ladies and...
Well, then let's get to it. Speechify.
Oh, I'm saving it. I have an order. I've curated these amazing stories this morning. I haven't done that. I put them in order that I like them. That's all.
Did you forego sleep again? Because that was fun yesterday.
You know, I'm always so scared when I don't get a good night's sleep on Sunday, and I'm just exhausted on Monday.
Right.
Sometimes I can't fall asleep on Monday.
So you didn't?
I didn't get a great night's sleep.
Oh, good.
Really?
This should be fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a better night's sleep than I would have if I didn't have a sleep number.
Everyone was like, oh my God, she's on the roids again. This is great fun.
Oh my God, stop it. Felt like it just was a regular day. We just laughed a lot.
Just that roid rage thing.
Oh my
You're
God.
Breaking out of your jacket.
Sure.
Fun. Yeah, there you go.
Ripping out of it.
All right.
Better zip that back up. It's freezing in here.
Oh my God. She said, with a hoodie and a parka on.
And a t-shirt. I've got three layers, just in case.
No bra, though, right?
No bra.
All right.
I'm done with bras, I think.
You should be.
I do feel very self-conscious about it, but...
Why?
Because they swing around, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, isn't that the point behind the bralessness?
Well, the point behind the bralessness is that I just don't like the feeling of it. I don't hate the strapping.
Right, you like your sweater muffin swinging around.
No,
it's called freedom.
I wish they would just stay still. You know, you're walking down the street and you're like, I just hold my hands like this sometimes.
Oh,
like,
God, why? Let them tap dance. Let them dance for the world. What is wrong with you? Jeez.
I just feel so silly. I've told you, every time I talk about this, I think of this lady who just... Give me one of those looks.
That's ridiculous.
It was a while ago, too.
The bralessness thing is back,
smaller.
Too, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. God, I went into this one place.
Oh. Story about bralessness.
Well, it's just this lady, young lady, I should say. So, not someone I would even consider hitting on, if you know what I mean. Not to mention that I'm wearing
about?
A wedding ring, but you know what I mean. Just, I don't know, early 20s.
Okay.
But a white... paper thin tank top with no bra and it just had glaring dark areolas. Like, okay, I'm supposed to not stare at this.
Right. It's hard not to. I definitely don't wear things you can see through.
That's
except for the one time in Hawaii when I stood up and I looked down and I went, oh no.
And I'm not mad at her.
Down
I
in
just
the water.
But I it's like you can't have your, you know,
and then be mad because every dude
showing,
is looking.
Right. I mean,
you've got
come
your
on.
Nipples out. There they are.
They're, you know, right. I know you're like, my eyes are up here. It's only a foot.
Yeah.
It's like a foot difference. It's
and
not that.
You
my
eyes
aren't
peripherally
like,
notice those anyway.
I don't look through pinholes at things,
right.
So
straight
I'm sorry.
Ahead,
I can see a little more than. Anyway, don't worry
How
about
exciting,
it.
How exciting, though.
There's nothing wrong with your physical form. You're perfect the way you are.
Oh, that is a very nice thing to hear at 5:51 and 55 seconds on a Tuesday morning. I will say. The one, there's not a lot of great things about getting older, which I am doing constantly. It just feels like it's crushing down on me.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, my God. John and I were sitting there.
With the roids now, you're so muscular these days.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
John and I were at dinner last night.
Oh, what?
Sitting at the table.
Oh,
yeah. We didn't go out
to
dinner. No, we don't go out to dinner. I made Costco spinach and cheese ravioli. And by made them, I mean I
boiled water, and threw them in. And then
exactly.
What sauce did you put on?
Up. Oh, we use this more old people stuff. We use sensitive marinara.
Oh, for crying
yeah.
out loud.
It doesn't have any onion or and it's
like
actually
Rao's sensitive?
Yeah,
that's good.
Oh, do you guys use that?
We have to use it for one of the people in the house.
Sure. I love it, though.
It's very plain tomato sauce. There's nothing in it.
And it's, it just has a very, like, broad, fresh taste. Like, it's really nice, and it's not, there's no garlic in it, and there's no onions in it, which I actually don't mind those things. But
there's nothing in it.
No,
that's
it's
why
tomatoes.
My daughter can eat it.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
I really like it. And it lets the flavors of everything else come through. It's just very nice, very bright tasting. And
I like theirs.
I don't season
Arrabbiata or Arrabbiata. Arrabbiata.
We like their sauces. They're good. Anyway, we had those last night. And I believe I know the secret to the Costco Caesar salad. So
there's no secret.
There is a secret.
I've said it into a microphone.
Package of dust that they give you to dust the salad with.
Yeah.
So they threw an extra one in
the one labeled secret ingredient.
It doesn't say secret ingredient. It's like a little dust pack.
I know, but I mean, it says secret ingredient. It's not really you didn't find the secret ingredient.
No.
This is it.
It's this little package, right?
All right.
So
fine.
I was like, I'm just going to go and get a plain old Caesar salad bag. And then I got
from someplace else.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like Safeway. So I don't know if I'm just dumb or I don't shop that often. Thank you. Shame. So I buy this bag.
For it.
I buy a bag of Caesar salad. Just,
yeah.
It says Caesar. I vaguely can see that. I pull it, put it in my little hand, whatever those things are called, a little basket. And I leave with it. After paying, of course.
Excuse me, young man. I've forgotten my glasses. Can you read this? Does this say Caesar salad on it?
I can see that. I can okay. squint. I can squint and see it. So, but I don't realize I bought a chopped Caesar salad. So when I know. So
what's the GD difference?
The GD difference is that there's no big pieces of lettuce. It's all like chopped up. So I usually go through a salad bag and make sure every piece of lettuce is acceptable. Like I pour.
I do that too.
I hate a wet that when they get that, like they sat against the side of the bag and they're kind of blackened.
You know what I hate more than that, although I hate that too, are those the like. This chunk shouldn't have even made it into the bag. Like, this is the end.
Oh,
of,
you've gotten the end of the head of lettuce.
You know what I mean?
Lettuce?
Like,
yeah.
the part where you're like, this is the ass end
the
of
core,
that.
Right?
Yeah, get out of here.
I like some of the small leaves that are attached on that, but yeah, no. I certainly wouldn't want those sort of dirt-covered, raw,
the
cut
chunk
end,
thing,
right?
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, the core.
Is that okay?
So anyway, so I pour out the stuff, the lettuce.
Chopped salad.
Up. It's like,
that sounds
it's like
good.
Shredded lettuce.
I like a chopped salad. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind a chopped salad, but I want my Caesar pieces to be bigger. I like a broad leaf, I guess. I didn't realize I did, but it was, you know, it just looked like something that you put on like a East Coast grinder, you know, just sort of shredded lettuce.
Oh, all right.
So, like really small, like long, skinny pieces of...
Are you sure you were able to read that package?
No,
it
sounds
says, like it's
says chopped salad.
Four tacos.
No, but it does sound like that, but no, it's a kit. So
right.
I pull out the bag of things, and I'm expecting there to be...
Oh, the dust. The secret ingredient.
No.
The little bag labeled secret ingredient.
No, I had an extra. I told you they had thrown in one extra one, so I saved out a bag of the dressing from the Caesar salad from Costco.
Oh,
this is fascinating.
What a
story.
Hack!
I know. Oh my god! I'm winning.
Post her hack on TikTok.
You got
hope
it.
For an extra package of secret ingredient. So I
we just
have
need
that.
To film you doing it, Sarah, in a bikini. That'd be great.
Yes. That would be great. Oh, my God. Anyway.
I actually would like that. You going to do that?
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Well, if she's down,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, good. That'd be fun.
All right.
Yeah, I'm down.
All
right. My God. Please send a camera.
Break the internet.
Yeah, let's break the internet with my awesome bikini bod. Oh, man. Well, how does she do it?
It's 74 in here and she's in a parka. So how hot do we have to make it to get her down to a t-shirt?
It's got to be pretty hot.
Sheesh. Anyway,
pretty warm.
Go back to your story.
There's
a chop said, no, stop it. We've waited this long.
There isn't. I swear to you, it's going to be very
There's a chop salad, and then you have
salad,
the same
thing. I pour it
in there.
I pull out the little bag of stuff. You know, you're thinking croutons. You're thinking Parmesan cheese and the little thing of dressing.
Right.
So I open up the Parmesan cheese, and I toss that on. And then I go to grab the croutons out of there. And apparently, chop salads come with crouton dust. Because it was like a bag of breadcrumbs.
It didn't hurt the roof of your mouth.
I didn't eat that. I was like, I'm not putting dust on more dust. I already have some dust to put on this salad. So I go in my pantry.
Jesus.
And I'm poking around in there like, do I have some croutons? Because I do like a crouton. You know, who doesn't want a nice crouton? And I find a bag of them and I'm like, yay. Here's some croutons. So I walk out and they expired in May. So I open but it's an unopened bag. So what could possibly go wrong? So I open up the bag, look in. They look good. They look fine.
Well, aren't croutons expired bread to begin with?
That's what I say. So I was like, I eat one. It's fine. May. May's not that long ago in a closed bag. I know. It did feel like a little long.
I mean, if it was milk, you'd be like, disgusting.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't have even tried it. But they don't have to be refrigerated or anything, so I dump the croutons in.
Did you just say, they don't have to be refrigerated?
Well, they don't have to be refrigerated.
Okay, slow down.
Okay.
Enunciate.
So, articulate, exaggerate. So I pour them in, and I mix up the salad, and I use the Costco stuff instead of their stuff. I like their dressing and the little dust packet, and I put down this, you know, fabulous dinner for John. Here you go, honey. Here's some
spinach ravioli
from
Costco.
Packages. This is Sarah's
sensitive
cooking.
Marinara.
Yes.
Rao's sensitive marinara.
Yep. Exactly.
And a janky bag of salad from Safeway with secret ingredients from Costco
and expired croutons. So we're eating the salad, and we're eating the. You know, he's like, oh yeah, these are good. They're And they're huge, too. These ravioli are, I don't know, 3 inches across and mostly cheese inside. So they're a little much. Like, you couldn't eat really more than, I mean, 5 was plenty. But then there were still 2 on my plate. So I'm like, I guess I got to eat those. You know how that goes.
No.
Yeah, you don't. You don't care about food. Brittany, you know how
that
goes.
Yeah, I do.
They're delicious, and there's still 2 of
Nothing
them.
Nothing goes to waste.
You know who needs this? The maggots in my green bin. Let's go.
They're hungry.
Let's go feed our pets, dear. So we're eating the salad, and we're like, you know, we're just eating our meal, and we're halfway through it. I tell John that the croutons expired in May. And he's like, why don't you just throw them out? Like, what do you mean you're feeding me croutons that expired? And he goes, you know, the thing about the croutons is, like, when you get them, they have a... I probably bought that pack in March and they had until May, and now it's like fully four or 5 months later. 4 months? May, June, July, August.
Four or five months,
expired
whatever. Expired food, we got it.
Yeah. So he's mad that I put these croutons
in. It does seem wrong.
They're fine though.
I know,
did you notice?
It's one of those things. Well, actually, I take that back. You fed it to yourself.
I did.
There's times definitely when I'm like, I'm watching the kids get fed some strawberries or something. I'm like, I wouldn't feed that to myself. Why are you giving it to the kids? But
they don't know.
Yeah, the kids don't know. I'm like,
what's wrong with the strawberries?
Just,
what's...
you know, the ones that
the
you wouldn't
ones.
Eat. Yeah, yeah. The ones where you go, okay, that's no good anymore.
Oh. I do know, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
like a gushy strawberry.
Believe me, I don't feed them even half the time, but when I do, I'm like, I wouldn't eat that.
That's funny.
Chuck that away.
I wouldn't eat that. No, I'm not feeding that to anybody.
We grow strawberries in our backyard, and they're called like Everbloom or Everfruit or something. So we really do get strawberries throughout the year, like just a few over the winter, right?
But the winter ones are...
I know, they're always nasty. So the ones that grow on the front of the planter are great because the sun gets them all day, and the ones on the back are a little bit they're not as good. But in the middle of the planter, there'll be like a strawberry, and it's beautiful, you know, big, red, nice-looking strawberry. And then I pick it off, and I look at it, and there's a hole in it, so you know something lives in there. And that was confirmed not 2 days ago. Like one of those, like...
You bit into it?
No,
like,
I didn't bite.
Oh, there's
I
a worm trying to get away out of your mouth.
There's a hole
like,
in
all.
It. Like, if there's dirt to strawberry contact, like, immediately the things that live in the dirt just come and get it, because... I've always thought to myself, of course there's a bug in this, right? So just chuck it off into the garden.
No.
But then this, like, I mean, I dropped it so fast, I'm not positive it was an earwig, but it looked like one of those earwigs. It looked like
a pincher bug?
Yeah. It looked like a, it was a good size, it looked like beetle-y looking thing.
Huh.
I know. I was like, oh God. Like that would, you could take two bites of that, you know, get half in one bite and half in the other. Like that was, right? So gross.
What are you doing?
You gotta be real careful. You gotta look at that stuff.
Well, yeah.
Or
that's
you
what
cut,
I'm trying to tell you.
Or you cut that part off and you feed it to your kids.
Well, that, no.
Yeah, it's fine. They don't know. That's the thing. When people don't know, it's like, John, he didn't care at all. He was enjoying his salad until so I told him
yeah,
that
why
the
did
croutons
you tell him?
Were from May.
What's wrong with you?
Well, now I don't know why I told him. I shouldn't. I was like, isn't this remarkable that these food items are so well preserved with so much preservative that they're still good now. Like I was kind of remarking on how great it was that we didn't have to buy any more croutons.
They weren't stale, huh?
Well, they're already stale.
Yeah, croutons are.
But they have
should
that
be
crisp,
like crunchy.
They were. They were.
For the most
they
part.
Were fine. They were 100%.
Isn't
what
that
I was
what like restaurants will go? We take the some old bread, day old bread, and that's going to be the croutons. For
right.
The salad.
They toss it in, you know, whatever yeah. spices, and then toast the thing up, and yeah. Yeah, they were a little bit dusty. Like when you tried to stab them with your fork to get them in the bite, then they would like just kind of, they sort of crumbled apart.
Mm.
So that was a little bit suspect, but well, they tasted fine.
I went and picked up fish from the fishmonger.
Oh yeah, oh. What kind of fish did you get?
Black cod.
Oh, that's the best. Fresh.
Fresh.
Mm.
But then it was too late.
And oh,
I
no.
went to bed. I couldn't eat. I can't eat at 7 o'clock. So they ate. No, I just went. I'm
yeah,
going
I
to
ate
bed.
At 4. 4
7.
p.m.
Who can eat at 7 and then climb in bed?
Well, that's the problem. I can eat at 7, you know, if on Friday or Saturday night. I
well,
actually want
right.
to eat at 7. But on a weekday, I go to bed at 6:30. Like, I can't. I need to have time to digest my food
that's
before I lay
saying
down.
Too. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, my acid reflux thing. With
I couldn't
my sleep
either, so I ate a hot dog at like 11 p.m.
Last night?
Did you eat it raw out of the fridge?
No, I put it in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
like a real pro, you know?
What a chef.
Gourmet.
No.
Of course not. Nice and hot. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it helps me sleep.
Hot dogs?
No, food in general.
Yeah,
like you know,
you should have been there
the
for dinner
plan.
Last night. You
yeah,
would have
loved,
loved
it.
Black cod. And, oh. Actually, I don't know what else happened because kind of, I went. Yeah. I can't eat that. I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Bye. So I watched football.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then I watched your Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
They ruined it.
No, they didn't.
They ruined it.
They didn't.
That episode was. Let me just give it on the
okay,
scale
yeah.
of. 1 to 10, that was creamed crap. That's but negative whatever. Garbage.
No.
What happened to the hot little princess and the...
She grew up.
Yeah, and changed her whole goddamn face.
You don't, John did not like her recast. He thought Alicent, they did a good job with the queen.
Yeah.
But they did. He did not like.
Yeah, they just didn't
girl.
Even
goes,
try.
They
just
got
went,
somebody not good looking. I was like, oh, I thought it was a good match.
I actually didn't think... I should even go back a step. I didn't even think the princess was that great looking.
She wasn't,
but
she had
a unique sort of features
yes.
that made her stand
the
out.
Sprung that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mouth.
Whatever was going on there, and the little teeny nose, the whole thing. And then this lady's like having, spoiler alert, having a kid, or whenever they like flash to the scene, I'm like, are you trying to sell me that that's the same lady? You didn't even try.
Yep. Yeah, they well, 10 years have gone by. I wish they would like say 10 years later or something at the beginning so we could have...
I didn't like it.
But you had
it.
To figure it out. But they referenced everybody.
They blew
and...
it. Like, I was into what we were doing.
Yeah.
Like, why do we got to jump ahead? Just
well,
make some chaos here.
They
There's not enough trouble around
it. And so, remember the very little girl who they were trying to marry off to the king. Turns out she married Damon, and they've got all these kids.
That's who that was? The one who goes, Raviosa, whatever thing, whatever magic thing makes the guy mad.
Yeah, no, she made her dragon. Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, that was, okay, that was the little girl.
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
Okay.
I had to kind of figure it out, you know. Their dragons are weird. Their legs, their back legs are so splayed out.
That one didn't want to. The one that she's like.
Yeah, he didn't want to. Of course he didn't.
Right.
That's his person.
I know. Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
He loves her.
It was awful. It was a bad moment.
I liked kind of the glimpse into the whole, like, how you get a dragon to like you, you know, that they get an egg when they're born.
And they bond with it.
And they bond with the egg. And sometimes the egg hatches and sometimes the egg
doesn't.
Well,
that show's ruined. I'm sorry to tell everyone.
No, it's not ruined. It's good. It's moving along. There's actually generations in this long story that he wrote. It was a very thick history, made up history notes and historical events that never happened but made up. Long.
Thing sucks.
It does suck.
It's ruined.
It's not ruined. Although I do lament, I like that little girl. I thought she was the best part of the show.
You mean the princess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rhaenyra. Yeah. And then, but now I can, I'm dealing with her character. I got to miss, you know, the awkward teenage years or whatever.
I swear I was like, what does she think's going to happen to this kid? Why is she getting up from her birthing?
Yeah. I'd be like, tell the queen to come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The answer is no. You're not.
Hold on.
The kid away.
Give me some paper and a pen. Oh, they don't have that there.
No. Get me a quill and a scroll.
Tracing my middle finger would be more difficult in the olden days. Listen. Here's my response to your request. I just had the kid.
Yeah.
How about no?
We're still both covered in gore. Now I'm going to stand up and, oh, here comes the placenta.
That happened on the show.
Yeah, that's
It's ruined. Oh, yeah, that's not. You know what? Actually, it's time. We're really late.
Oh, we are.
All right.
We're getting, I mean, what, man, the topics we cover on this show.
You know what?
I don't know how we do it.
Run the gamut.
Yeah.
KLC. Salad, everyone.
I know. Whoever thought, you know what it is? It's because you can't just say anything on the show. Everybody has to jump in with their thoughts and lead you astray. Mm-hmm.
Astray?
Yeah. There's always some, some little contingent thing that we got to get to. That.
Yeah.
Cover
all
the
bases.
That's not the word I'm looking for. Doesn't matter. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Excuse me. Vinny to talk over you, Pat. Hey, I miss you. I'd like to see you soon.
Well, that'd be nice.
What?
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.